It was spared at the right time to be useful to me now in my necessity. And down she pulled the sack so hastily that she overturned the can of beer for Fred, and away it mixed with the rest on the floor. "It's all right," said she. "Where one is, the other should be." And she strewed the malt over the whole cellar. When it was done, she was quite overjoyed at her work and said, "How clean and neat it does look, to be sure." At noontime, Fred returned. "Now, wife, what have you ready for me?" said he. "Ah, my dear Fred," she replied, "I would have fried you a sausage, but while I drew the beer, the dog stole it out of the pan, and while I hunted the dog, the beer all ran out, and as I was about to dry up the beer with the malt, I overturned your can. But be contented, the cellar is quite dry again now." "Oh, Catherine, Catherine," said Fred, "you should not have done so, to let the sausage be stolen and the beer run out, and over all to shoot our best sack of malt." "Well, Fred," said she, "I did not know that. You should have told me." But the husband thought to himself, if one's wife acts